What's up, good people? I'm Barry Bonds, and this is the Bonds Gems audio experience. On this first episode of Bonds Gems, I sat down with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson from Bally Sports in Bovada. We sat and we talked about my war with Gail King on Twitter over some negative comments she made about Kobe Bryant. We talked about my new album, Alejandro, that's on the way, and a lot more. So sit tight and check it out. Bonds Gems.
Bovada. LV is where you can place all wagers all the time. Basketball, baseball, football, bowling, UFC. We are in there like swimwear. Brandon Scoopy Robinson here. Recording artist Barry Bonds there. Barry, welcome to Bovada.
Hey, what's going on, man? How's everything?
Busy, but good.
Same. What's the word, man?
A birdie tells me spring. You have a project called Alejandro dropping.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
I consider it like my first debut album, even though I've released projects. The first project that I'm releasing totally is entirely just this whole body of work. It comes with visuals for every song. So it's like a visual album similar to... I'm not going to compare it. I don't want to compare it to Streets Is Watching, but
yes,
something like that. I have something coming like that. That's really, really nice.
So. You have a body of work that spans many years. You've appeared on BT Cyphers. You have even gone toe to toe with Gail King on Twitter regarding Kobe Bryant. Walk me back through that process.
Oh, man. BET Awards. I used to record in D&D Studios with this engineer. He's a big engineer in the game, Charles Rowan. Mm-hmm. And he's mixed from everybody, you name it. Michael Jackson, all the way to current people, Joe Buttons, anybody. Anybody in the game. And that's how I got into the BET Cyphers. I was brought on. I was on the Cyphers before they were doing upcoming artists on the Cyphers. I was there where you just had to be like a big mainstream artist. Mm-hmm. Doing that. Then I started working. I was recording in the same. I recorded my first projects in the same room that Jay did Reasonable Doubt. Like the shirt I got on right here.
I see you. The hat, the cigar, and all. Yes.
Yeah, I recorded my first project in that room, and then my second, and then finished it in the room that Biggie did Ready to Die in. And I got the chance to kick it with Premier, you know? I've spent a few hours of time with Premier, you know what I mean? Days. Been around for some years when I was in D&D before they closed it. You know what I mean? Fast forward, and that's where, you know, all the history came out of the music and building. Gail King thing, that was dope, man. But Gail was just, I feel like, out of pocket for the Kobe Bryant thing. I feel like the comments that she, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it was wrong. It was bad timing for her.
So walk me back. So for those who are paying attention, Gail King had interviewed Lisa Leslie, and this was posthumously Kobe's passing, and she kind of walked into the waters of Kobe's past, and yeah. So Leslie stood tall and how she addressed the situation, and everybody was coming for Gail King, but you reached out to Gail King via Twitter, and expressed your displeasure, with the way that she asked the question. You felt that it was clickbait and the blogs ran with it. And then she responded to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I hit a nerve. I mean, let's be honest. And I hate giving people free press, but some of the people that she's involved with were really in bad places. If you know what I'm talking about.
No, tell me.
The guy's name, who Gail at the time, it was another guy. I think it was, I don't want to misquote it. So let me, I had said something in reference to, you know, she's, you know, she could talk about Kobe, but she's not talking about this. And it kind of hit a nerve. And she came back. She didn't come back disrespectful. She just came back and tried to clear it up because that was the truth. You know, the truth was it was bad timing. You know, it's not a black or white thing, but I do say that we kind of hurt our own people more than we go after others. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it like that, but that's the truth. You know what I mean? That we attack our own, and it was bad timing, and it was inappropriate for her to bring that up. You know, family mourning, all of us, you know, the world mourning, and then you bring this up. It's like, you know, you try to take his legacy down. Let somebody else do that. You know, you one of ours. Like I said, I hate to say it like that, but we have to, what do we do? We have to protect our own, right?
In a positive light.
In a positive way, yeah. And I'm just saying that, hey, whatever, what had happened, had happened. Mm-hmm. And then just like, this is the time where you brought it up right now. And it worked. I mean, you know, a lot of people responded to it. So. That was a special one right there. Gail and a couple of people. I pissed a couple of people off. That Twitter is something different, man. That Twitter is something different.
It is. And in a positive light, I would like to ask you, follow up, what do you remember most about Kobe?
Oh, man, his will to win and his work ethic. I think that was... I still go back and watch interviews to this day, especially when I need inspiration, just about the way he worked. You ever see the interview where he talks about like he would get up at like 4, work out, and come back at like 7 and go back at like 10? I think that's just amazing. And some of these things you can bring into your personal life. I mean, he definitely was, you know, his work ethic was crazy. It actually turned me, even though I think he was Michael Jordan's trainer too, Tim Grover. Mm-hmm. It actually put me on Tim Grover. I follow Tim now. I'm actually about to get one of his books.
Okay.
About the hustle and the grind. And he always talks about Kobe's will to win and the train. You know, everybody's focused on training. What about the process? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what happened to me with Kobe.
Alejandro has how many tracks on it?
12. 12 tracks. It's the transitioning from Barry Bonds. I mean, I'll always be Barry Bonds, but it's the next chapter of where I'm headed.
Any features?
A couple. I got to finalize, but I have about maybe four. The main focus of this project is knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, reinventing yourself, remembering who you are. You'll hear that in a lot of the records. And it's a journey, you know what I mean? It's getting to the place where I want to be. It's confidence. It's a desire. It's a lot of things in there that make this album. It's my best body of work.
Aside from the music, the brand-wise, you are working with a liquor company as well as with Starter. Tell me more about that.
Villain Cognac, best cognac on the planet. I was looking at Villain, actually watching Rick Ross. I read Rick Ross' book. I was watching it, and I drink. I'm a cognac drinker, and I tried it, and I actually I started posting it. It's on my social media, and then they were reposting me, and we connected, and it's been on ever since. Brand ambassador, man, you know what I mean? Keep it. I don't leave home without it. Well, you know, I'm in the office, but brand ambassador. Starter, of course, a lot of things, my brother. You've guided me on Starter. Shout out to Tex, Carl Banks. Great company. They've been backing me for a minute. that's something I love Starter. I mean, we grew up on Starter with the clothes and everything. I do like I do remember the Starter jackets back in the day. I like how they transitioned with the hoodies and the fashion. I really see some new items. They actually got something mixed with a Hilfiger now. Like I love the brand, you know what I mean? So I actually just did a photo shoot last night for Starter.
You're a busy man.
You got to stay busy. If you're ready, then you don't got to get ready. You know what I mean? Stay ready. You don't got to get ready. It just happens. So just focus right now, man.
I like it, brother. Glad to talk some hoops with you. I heard that, you know, you, from time to time, you're known to break some news on the internet. But I, more than anything else, brother, I'm glad that we were able to sit here, talk, and make magic happen.
Hey, you know, I appreciate it, man. I've been blessed to be around, and I'm blessed to watch your journey as well. It's inspiring.
Yes, sir.
You know, you've been definitely inspired me a lot to get to where I'm at, man. And I got a long way to go, and I'm going.
You going, but at more than anything else, Alejandro drops in the spring. Check that out on all streaming platforms. He's Barry Bonds, Bonds with a Z.
Yes, sir. Yeah, don't mess that up, man. I get that. Oh, I get all the baseball hate, too. Yeah, I love that on Twitter. I get everything about steroids and everything. Make sure you go to Apple Music, stream my new single that's out, Secret Enemies. That's out now. And I got something dropping at the top first week of the year. Well, you know, I mean, for the first month of February, first week of the year, first month of February, I have something dropping, and you'll be seeing a consistent flow of videos, music, and photo shoots. So, but I appreciate you, B, for, you know, always giving me a voice, man. You know, hopefully I don't cause any more trouble. You know, I don't know if Dame's still mad at me, man. Gail was mad at me, you know. Oh, maybe I get somebody else mad this year. I mean, that's probably going to be my goal, man.
Uh-oh. You're going to have some secret enemies, brother.
Yeah. You got it, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time.
You got it, bro. Later, bro.